Hello, and welcome to this very special third episode of the James Newton Podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the most exciting news of my entire life, Sega's sequel to Nights into Dreams on Nintendo Wii. Will it be a dream come true, or the final nail in Sonic Team's once great coffin? I mix more metaphors and share my thoughts. First, I'll give you a quick rundown of what Nights actually is. I tried explaining it to a colleague this week with no success whatsoever, but that's because it's such a unique game. You control Nights, a purple, gender-neutral jester-like character, and fly around attacking enemies and collecting blue orbs called chips. When you've got 20 chips, you can break the idea capture and return to the start-finish line to begin the next course. Do that a few times, defeat the boss, and you've beaten the level. It's actually very easy, although it might still sound confusing if you've never played it or seen it running. With that in mind, a great place to learn more about Nights and see videos of the world's best players playing it is www.scoreattack.net. In fact, now would be the perfect time to congratulate Peter Malik for the incredible achievement of scoring over 1 million points on Frozen Bell. The last time I checked, my best was only halfway there. Congratulations, Peter. And for even more about Nights, you can read my extensive look at the scoring system at prosody.co.uk, prosody.co.uk. Nights into Dreams came out over 11 years ago now, and it's still held in high esteem by players and critics the world over. As a game, Nights is flawless. It's imaginative, it's breathtakingly original and effortlessly artistic, with a charming atmosphere and this sense of warm hope that is all its own. A sequel has a lot to live up to, and so I've identified a couple of things it needs in order to prove itself a worthy follow-up. First, it's graphics. Now, the original's graphics are still impressive today, particularly the warping floors and the huge mirror walls of Soft Museum. However, we're still talking about a Sega Saturn game, so there is plenty of room for improvement. From what I've seen of Nights 2 so far, the palette and design seem absolutely perfect for the game. There's a wonderful tropical theme to the new Splash Garden, and the ground has a beautiful coral sheen to it, with the bosses showcase a fabulous range of textures from fabric to bronze. If you haven't seen the screenshots yet, stop by prosody.co.uk tomorrow, where I'll post the magazine scans for your pleasure. Visual vibrance and artistic detail is absolutely key to Nights, and as we see more of the game, I'd hope the levels increase in scope, beauty and imagination. With 10 years worth of graphical advances, I think we're going to see an absolutely stunning game. Next up, we have the issue of control. Gamers have been commenting ever since the Wii controller was unveiled that it would be perfect for a new Nights game, and yet I'm still puzzled by this. Nights is essentially a 2D game. You play it side-on, almost like a side-scrolling platform game. So how will the Wii controller work in that environment? On the other hand, if the game moves into three dimensions, as the screenshots seem to indicate that it will, how will that come across the feel and the sensation of flight? Will it be as intuitive and yet flexible as the original game, where players are still finding new tricks over a decade after its release? My main worry is that the full analog control that you will get with the Wii controller will mean that we miss out on some of that precision that's absolutely imperative to Nights and the pursuit of high scores. With that said, I don't expect the game to stay in two dimensions, but full three-dimensional flight with a three-dimensional control scheme at those speeds is an almighty proposition that could easily backfire. I just hope they remember to keep it simple. According to what little information we have about the game, online features will be included, which brings two absolutely essential features to my mind. The first is an online scoreboard. Now, this is something very simple but it's perfect, because Knights is so score driven that being able to share scores with your friends and see how their scores match up against yours would be a great way to keep competition going and sustain interest in the game. ScoreAttack.net is doing a brilliant job at the moment, and I certainly hope it wouldn't be rendered obsolete. But Knights could easily use WeConnect24 to send your friends messages when you beat their scores. I think it would be such a thrill to turn on your Wii, check your message board, and see someone's beaten your score by 30, 40, 50,000 points, and just rack your brains to think, how have they done that? How did they manage it? My friends at work do this with Geometry Wars all the time. They're always having conversations about, how did you get this score? I thought this score was unbeatable. And Knights would have exactly the same effect. The second online feature that I think would be a great idea is the idea of transferable A-life. It hasn't yet been confirmed whether Knightopians will feature in the second game, but if they do, I think it would be wonderful to have other players' creatures, even their Meepians, flocking across to your level and seeing what strange mutants are possible. We could even perhaps have family trees of Knightopians and all manner of strange breeding experiments. I suppose it would be a little heavy on the server side and kind of hard to coordinate, but it would be a nice feature, rather like the migratory content you get in Animal Crossing Wild World, for example. Let's just hope that even if this feature doesn't make it, the Knightopians do. Lots been made about the fact that the original producer and director team of Yuji Naka and Naoto Oshima have left, but the director on Knights 2 is Takeshi Iizuka, and he was lead game designer on the original game, so he knows Knights as well as anyone. To be honest, I think Sonic Team have got a bit of a bad reputation recently, what with the Sonic the Hedgehog on 360 debacle and the whole Sonic Heroes thing, but the team that led Sonic and the Secret Rings did a great job. And Iizuka, as I said, does have experience with the character, so he's a perfect choice. Well, this has gone on for quite a long time now, so thanks for listening, or at least fast-forwarding to the end. Knights 2 is such a big deal to me, as I'm sure it is to a great deal of people. It's the sequel that I desperately want, yet I can't deny I'm absolutely terrified by it. A few joyful tears did come out when I saw the screenshots, but since then all I seem to think about is whether it will be right or not. Over the coming months, I'll probably be writing and podcasting about nothing but Knights. So don't forget to stop by prosody.co.uk for all the very best in intelligent gaming articles, and lots about Knights, including another article tomorrow. Thanks very much for listening, and come back for another podcast next Monday.